T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and there's a lot of waiting going on. This is the waiting stage of our sports lives right now. Mm. We're waiting for the playoffs in basketball. Now we're even waiting for the playoffs in hockey because Keith Jones' Flyers are back in the race. We're waiting for that, right, Jonesy?
It's a race, that's for sure.
And we're waiting for something to happen with the Harper Machado sweepstakes, which I'll get to in a second because the ridiculous became the sublime, or the sublime became the ridiculous. This was one of the weirdest weekends of following a story I've ever encountered. And the thing was, I was kind of tentatively scheduled to come in yesterday on President's Day if the deal had been done. And there was every evidence, Jonesy, that it would be done last Friday.
Yeah.
In fact, so much so, I think it was our Midday Guys brought on the latest great Woodward and Bernstein reporter.
Oh. Right?
And Al, this is the thing about nowadays. Just so you know, before we start editing, you can't anymore tell the difference between somebody who knows what he's doing and somebody who doesn't. Because everybody has their own Twitter, their own Facebook. Everybody now is a reporter, but 97.9% of them have no idea what they're talking about. No idea, Rhea.
We talked about it. It's basically stuff that we would talk about.
Yeah.
Amongst ourselves, just gets put on Twitter now.
And that makes it headlines, and now it's all over the internet, and then pretty soon you're going, oh, we're getting them. No, we're not getting them. Now, I will, at the end of this conversation, right now in this segment, I'll tell you what's going to happen. I've been telling you before. I know how this plays out.
Okay.
And Al, I will now name my sources.
Okay.
The left part of my brain and the right part of my brain. Right, they have different functions, Al, but they're working together to give us the answer.
I didn't think they were speaking to us.
I have no one, Al. I took no calls from sources on this story the entire weekend, which makes it no different from every other weekend.
Exactly.
I don't believe in sources anymore because I learned in my many years in journalism where I cultivated sources, everyone had one thing in common. An axe to grind.
Yep, themselves.
What you did, just so you know, if you want a little inside story on how you get information when you're a reporter, identify the malcontent, right? And then give him a forum for his very angry feelings about the organization he works at. That is always how it happens.
Make
right,
him feel
Jonesy?
Good. Make him feel good. Jonesy, he's got an ally, and then work him.
Even in a clubhouse, right, Jonesy?
Yep.
Look for the guy that doesn't want to be there. And say, you know, you don't have to say who you are, but why don't you tell me what's going on with this coach? Oh, I'll tell you about Jim Schoenfeld.
So you take
him. Did you ever do that?
No, I did not.
You never did.
But it's the same thing. I would take a reporter like you, and I would mold you like a piece of clay.
Oh, well, yeah, but I'm probably too independent-minded.
But you may have done that to this individual that would give you the information.
Well, that's
what you're doing.
Works.
You just
it's
tell them a few things.
People.
You can see when you can tell when somebody is not happy,
it's
and
like,
you make them feel good, and then get the information.
Let me take you inside this Harper thing, all right? About a week, 10 days ago, the story came out that the Padres were in and in hard.
Yeah.
That story, Al, again, I don't have any sources.
Mm-hmm.
That story emanated from the office of Scott Boras's agent.
Okay.
Because it amped up the concern from the other bidders that somebody was coming in to steal the guy.
Mm-hmm. Play the game.
It's always done with a vested interest.
Yeah.
Nobody just calls a reporter and says, listen, I'm going to tell you what's going on here just because I really want you to get this right. No. That never happens. It's always a malcontent or somebody with an axe to grind. Somebody who would benefit from the information coming out.
An agenda.
All right, so let me just say, and I am not denigrating any other day part of this show,
mm-hmm.
but on Friday, after our show, this Chris Russell for 106.7 came along, and he was the latest really big. This guy had the story. And he, more than most, he had it locked down. The deal was done except for negotiating the little particulars in the contract.
All right.
And he came on our midday show, and from 106.7 The Fan, Chris Russell.
Bryce and his representatives, Boris, and his people, his wife, Kayla, they've been meeting since Monday morning in Vegas. Bryce originally wanted this done when it took this long by Valentine's Day. Obviously, the contract has not been announced, signed, or whatever. But I'm led to believe by some people that I've talked to that are close to the situation, and I have a real good source that has helped me through this process. Let's just leave it at that.
Sure.
That Bryce was in a mood to celebrate yesterday, as it was termed to me.
Wow.
Hey, the decision might be done, but the contract still has to be ironed out, so it could take a couple more days.
All right, it's five more days right now, and that story was a big muddle of nothing.
Boy, did he get worse.
He had nothing. He's celebrating, but the deal's not done. Mm. Well, what's he celebrate?
The deal not being done.
He's still Bryce Harper.
Honey, get out the party hats. The deal's not done. Let's celebrate. Okay. Anyway, that was 5 days ago, Al.
Mm-hmm.
He made it. Did he not make it not sound like a couple of I's, a couple of T's? We signed this thing. Bigger announcement. All right, let me tell you how bizarre this story got. So at that point, Todd Zielecki, our baseball guy from MLB.com, he'll be on at 8 o'clock today to tell us when the sublime became the ridiculous. Al, Todd got a tip that, yesterday was a holiday for the Phillies. It was President's Day. That sometime on Sunday, in a panic, the Phillies organization called all of their sales representatives and said, get your ass in here Monday morning. We're going to sell some season tickets, which, that's Harper. That's Harper.
Yeah.
Totally bogus. The only people that went in were the interns. The interns are
interns had to go in.
Yes. Interns always get screwed. Ask Dan Donnelly, Ava Graham, they'll tell you. Al, none of it was true. All these stories are bogus. You understand?
Uh-huh.
And here's the thing about it all. This is where it gets, you no longer know who to believe or what to believe. And I'm going to illustrate it to you. I did a column in Philly Voice, you're going to see it, and I skewered the Phillies because I said they should hold one news conference today to announce they're never doing another news conference with any of the people who run the team.
Mm.
Because to a man, they have absolutely no connection with this city, have no idea what city they work in, and cannot speak in a way that resonates at all with the fan base. They're awful at it, and no one's worse at it than Andy McPhail, year four as president of the team. If he walked down the street right now, no one would know who the hell he was.
Mm-hmm.
No one could identify him.
Yeah.
He's in his fourth year. He's the president of a major sport in a passionate sports city. Nobody knows who he is. And he comes on, and I had made a big thing of this last week. I still think it's a big thing. Gabe Kapler refused to talk about the sexual assault allegations, which he allegedly covered up when he was with the Dodgers, right? He alleged, and then he wouldn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So here comes McPhail. And it's not just what he says. It's the way he says it that is so pompous and annoying. Here's the president on Friday.
In my entire history, there's never been a hire that was fully vetted as this one is. And all the stuff that was regurgitated again this winter, there was nothing in there that made me think that the vetting was anything but very thorough, very impartial, and very fair. We were satisfied then when we hired him. We're satisfied today.
All right, Al, the vetting on Gabe Kapler was historically complete and thorough.
So they must have known all about this.
So, no, just play this out in your mind for a second, because I'll tell you how idiotic this is. All right, I'll take your word for it. You vetted him great. You sat him down.
Mm-hmm.
You gave him the information. He gave you great answers to questions, because at the end of it, you hired him as the manager.
Mm-hmm.
He was terrific at explaining a very odd situation, correct?
Yeah.
But he didn't tell that he wouldn't take any questions from the media. If he was that good in this vetting process to convince them he's all right, why the hell can't he take a question when Howard Askin asks it? Why can't
he? That's a great question.
Is that not the question? There, he was so amazing. We vetted him. Oh, we know he's clean. We know he's clean. And then they say to the fans, but we're not, we don't want him to ask any questions, just in case, you know, maybe there's something there we missed.
That's strange. I don't know.
So I still don't have any real information. They didn't give it to me. I could have had it. They didn't give me any information. I don't know today how involved he was with. I would know more if asking him people like that asked those tough questions. Then I'd have a better feel for whether or not Gabe Kapler is culpable here. But they have raised the issue and made me wonder what he and they are hiding because they're not talking to me, not telling me what to do. Is that asking too much?
It's not asking too much, but they may think it'll go away quicker if he doesn't talk about it.
Here's another one. All right, here's another one. Here's another GM who is basically lying to the people. This is John Dorsey of the Chiefs last week.
Oh, yeah.
They signed Kareem Hunt, who is kryptonite in American sports right now, because there's a video of him abusing a woman.
Yep.
It's ironically, John Dorsey is a GM of the Browns, Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah.
The incident happened in a Cleveland hotel.
Yeah.
All right? Now, it was a guy who was angry at a girl and attempted several times to get to her, reached her a couple of times, shoved her, knocked her to the ground. We've seen the video, all right? Now, before you're signing somebody who got caught by a team that had a chance to win the Super Bowl, the Chiefs, you're going to really look into that story, aren't you?
Yeah.
And John Dorsey went, oh, my God, you're not going to believe all the work we did. Listen to this.
We've done our extensive research, and at the end of the day, in terms of doing our research, we came away that the act was egregious. He is extremely remorseful for that. All the deep research I've done, I still believe that he will be a better man today than he was yesterday.
Deep research, there was two combatants, the guy and the girl. The girl was never talked to. They never interviewed the girl. So my question is this. How would this John Dorsey guy have described the investigation if they had actually talked to the two people? There were two people. He did 50% of the interviewing, and now he's telling me how great he is. That's bull. What you just heard was not true. It's none of it's true. They didn't vet him.
And she was open to be interviewed, right?
And I'll go further. I don't really think the Phillies fully vetted Gabe Kapler. I don't. I think they gave what you heard from McPhail was a cover-up. Because if he really was that strong in how he convincing he was, you would have let him out there to answer some questions. You wouldn't. Your strategy wouldn't be don't answer any questions. Because you're hindsight.
No, and one of Gabe's strengths is he's a very good talker.
Absolutely.
That's one of their concerns, is he talks too much.
All right. Well, that could be. You know what, though, Rhea? He's actually a very good communicator.
The statement he issued was so long, I guarantee you they had concerns.
Rhea, do you think they vetted him thoroughly?
I don't think they knew the full scope of it.
All right, good. That's where I am on it.
Yeah.
Jonesy, do you think that this Dorsey guy vetted thoroughly all the people involved in the Hunt incident?
No, he never talked to the girl, and she was available to be talked to, right? It's not like she said no, he refused.
Those stories are bogus, all right? Those stories are bogus. The reporter's story Friday that Harper was celebrated and all that, that was also bogus, correct?
Yes.
This is the height of where we are right now. We're trying to get information.
Mm-hmm.
People have turned to the greatest player in baseball, Mike Trout, to get information from Trout, as if Trout would know what Harper's doing because they're both really good players.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They don't share an agent. They're both really good players. And yesterday, Mike Trout said, among other things, which I'll get to later, were pretty exciting. But here's what Mike Trout said about people milking him for information on Harper.
You know, guys, you know, you hear, I don't know how many times I heard, you know, Harper asking me, is Harper coming to, I don't know. You know, I mean, you know, it's not good direction for baseball when these guys aren't signing, so.
All right, here's what's going on, if you're wondering. Mike Trout doesn't know either.
No.
Here's what's going on. Now, in the social media click-gauging world of today, as we get closer and closer to the time when somebody has to sign.
Yeah, they kind of have to.
This is where you take a guess and hope your timing's right.
Yeah.
That's all you're seeing now. Chris Russell, total guess. All these other people out there right now, total guess, with some exceptions. I'm going to name the people you could trust. There are only a few, but there are people that wait and get the story first. In almost every sport, you could look to these people and they'll get you the story first.
Yeah.
But here is what will happen. And I know this, well, like I said, no sources, just the brain. John Middleton is on the record saying he's going to spend whatever it takes. Scott Boras is strictly about money and his ego. Mm-hmm. When push comes to shove, they will go to Middleton and say, this is what it's going to cost to buy Bryce Harper, and he's going to pay the price. Nobody is going to outbid John Middleton, and there's no way Scott Boras is going to take a dime less than the best offer.
So would you tweet that out?
I kind of did.
That's the problem.
Well, I said, I just tweeted out this morning that I have no source.
That's his theory.
Well, it's not even a theory. It's
but the
more
fact
than
that you, the
theory.
Fact that you would tweet it out is the whole.
No,
issue.
I didn't tweet out. I tweeted out. What I tweeted out was it's ironic and clever.
It's the whole. It's what everybody's trying to be.
It's what right. a guy with
this
a brain
is what happens.
Does,
this is social
yeah,
media.
Only, no, I only did that to get clicks.
This is, yes.
I was hoping for support.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, what happened this morning probably means Harper signs here within a few hours. With the Machado thing done.
A few hours.
With the Machado thing done.
Here's another fake story.
No, yeah. But that's not fake. Nightingale has down that they have made the offer to Machado for 8 years.
Well, Nightingale now is one of the
yeah,
people I
that's
do believe.
Solid information right. that a team has made an
Are
offer
you,
for 8 years.
Hold on a minute. 6:15 on whatever date this is,
it's
so, February 19th.
It's my mother's Al, birthday. Happy birthday.
Are you saying that on Helen Hughes' birthday?
Helen Dittmer.
Helen Dittmer's birthday.
Yeah.
That these Phillies will sign Bryce Harper today.
No, but I'm saying that they will certainly, that the agent right. will come yeah. to them now that Harper's done. I mean, that Machado's basically done. Right. You have a number you can then go to the Phillies with your guy, Middleton, yeah. and say, this is the number I have to beat. Boras wasn't going to get beat by right. another agent in terms of years or numbers.
I understand that it's really all about his ego right now. I get that.
So you have
but
an
you
action.
You got nothing either. You not, got nothing.
I have an action.
What you just said is nothing. It's more fake news.
It's not fake news that San Diego has tendered an offer
here,
to Machado.
Let me tender this to you. Here, tender yeah. this one.
How is
here.
That fake news?
It's a bluff to their fans.
Because I don't know.
What do you? I know. It's a guy. You don't trust Nightingale.
I don't trust my mother.
He would make up an offer.
I don't trust my mother.
She's 90s.
I know.
She's currently in timeout where she's living.
I know. She's in timeout. She's created some trouble over there. Right, anyway. Here are your numbers. This is what I got today, guys. I got something amazing
what?
Today. In fact, I'm looking at it right now. Jonesy, look at that thing right there.
Those are nice.
Ever Carter Hart Flyers jersey.
Wow.
Number 79.
Stadium series jersey,
it's
too.
It's the stadium series. Yeah. Look how great that is.
Those things are flying out
These
the building.
These are great. This is the first one.
Amazing.
They haven't even started yet, Al. They're just getting started now. And it's a great opportunity. Go to the Wells Fargo Center. You could shop exclusive tees, sweatshirts, jackets, and more. Open this week, Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. online at shop.wfcphilly.com. Yes. Here's all I need you to do. The kid's 20.
Yeah.
Tell me an athlete, past or present, who is already terrific at 20 or under.
Wow.
There are a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's
20 or under. Who is great then? The board is open right now. You can get right on and steal this jersey.
Steal it.
888-729-9494. #9495. Your AT&T Override cell phone. WIP Sports Type 670.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.